Sometimes trying to do everything perfectly can lead to absolute chaos, and that's when we need to let go of control a little bit. In today's episode of A Dark Soul, an Empath's Guide to Your Dark Feelings, we'll talk about Kaz, a 12-week-old Elo who just had enough and went crazy and crazy and crazy all day long and could not rest at all. So let's dive in and see how we fixed it. Stay tuned and have fun. Alright, so Kaz was a 12-week-old Elo and he came to the family with 10 weeks. So they had spent their first 2 weeks together, and as is typical, 2 weeks are wonderful and then everything goes south. But for Kaz, actually, everything went south from pretty much day one on. And that's not because his parents didn't care. They were really, really considerate and they tried to do everything right, and they had read a lot online and different things, and they had watched videos before getting the dog and all those things. Now, they had learned that a puppy needs to sleep a lot, right? And that puppies automatically do that. And also that if you have multiple animals in a household, you should secure the puppy so that the other animals can't get stressed and stuff like this. So they tried to do that. They bought a playpen for Kaz and they tried to put him in the playpen whenever he started to go a little crazy. Now, what happened was he spent more and more time in there because the cat also wasn't very relaxed around him. The cat didn't know dogs that well, and Kaz is a puppy, right? So puppies are high energy and they run around and they play and do all the puppy stuff. That can be scary for a cat who doesn't know dogs or doesn't know dogs very well or is fearful of dogs. And of course, we need to keep everybody safe and we need to provide some spaces for the cat to go away and to actually watch the dog from a distance where the cat feels safe. But putting Kaz in the playpen all the time, and it was actually most of the day and during the night, of course, as well. But what happened was that Kaz got more frustrated and more frustrated and more anxious, and he couldn't deal with being in that tiny area all day long, right? If we are kept in a tiny cell, we go crazy, or at least we don't behave like we did before, right? And also, it sent a message to the cat, right? If the people are very tense around one family member, the other family members pick up on that, and if they are already scared, it sometimes looks like they feel like, oh well, I knew that thing was dangerous, so I'm keeping my distance. So this kind of blocks them to get to know each other, right? And we want to get them to at least accept each other. They don't have to be friends. They have to accept each other and feel safe around each other, right? Because if they don't, we have a huge impact in the quality of life, and that's not something that we thrive for, right? So, what Cass's parents realized was that he didn't sleep. That was why they actually called me, because they thought there was something wrong with him. He was supposed to sleep a lot, but he didn't sleep at all, and they didn't know how they could get him to rest more because they tried everything, right? Everything everybody says with playpens and just get the puppies in there and they will rest didn't happen. He just wouldn't. But what I saw was a puppy who was completely frustrated because he couldn't move around, he couldn't follow his parents. And it's completely normal for a puppy to follow the parents, right? They almost all of them do that because it's natural. They are curious and they feel safe with the humans. They don't feel safe in their environment yet, but they do feel safe with the humans. So they follow the humans around. And that's what he did, or he wanted to do, but he couldn't because he was in a playpen. Now, what we did was we removed the playpen and switched it for a house leash. A house leash gives a little bit more flexibility because Cass could follow his parents around and he felt more safe. And also, when the cat wasn't around, they could let him off leash and let him run around. Because let's be honest, a puppy cannot be quiet 24/7. It's not possible. A puppy needs to run around and a puppy needs to play and bite into things and try things and explore and do all that. And yes, they do that with their mouths. And we have to watch them so they do not destroy stuff we care about, right? And they stick to their toys. And as for the furniture, do sniffing but not chewing. That's also an important lesson, but they have to learn that. And they can only learn that if they have access to it. And they need to have access to things they can actually bite into as well. And Cass did not have any toys. He did not, because as soon as he had toys, he would run around with them. Of course, he's a puppy, right? They run around with stuff. And he did that, but his parents thought, since they have read that puppies should sleep a lot, that this was actually the zoomies and crazy 5 minutes and what have you. And that was a bad thing, and they needed to remove the toys to get him more sleep and rest. But what that did was, he did not have any outlets. So as soon as he was running around the house a little bit more, he got a lot calmer. And they started playing with him, and they started a little bit of sniffing games and exploring the world and showing him stuff and just typical puppy things, right? And he started to get a little bit of a natural up and down in his excitement level. Now, dogs have different sleep periods than we humans do. We humans usually sleep for a long period of time, and then we're awake, and then we go to sleep again. Some of us do like afternoon naps or stuff like that, but those are very short. So we're typically awake a lot of the day and sleep a lot during the night. For dogs, it's natural to have more sleep phases during the day, and they are alternating with awake phases. So the normal thing for a dog would be to do stuff and maybe run around and explore something and meet a buddy and eat something and do things like that. Then go to sleep, then wake up again, do something again, then go to sleep again, then wake up again, and so on, right? So if we want to have a natural daily routine for our dogs, we can provide them with as many as the dog needs or as many as possible. Of course, we cannot provide the dog with some kind of entertainment all day long. And that's when self-entertaining stuff and enrichment things the dog can do by himself come into play. So for a puppy, we can do licky stuff and chewy stuff. So pretty much everything from Kong. They are awesome. And we can also do snuffle mats and boxes and things like that. So all of those can be done by the puppy without us engaging. So that's when we can work, right? And do stuff we need to do, clean the house, whatever. And then we can do stuff together. And most of the exploring things, like meeting new doggies or meeting other animals, or just visiting new places like a cafe or stables or a train station or whatever. All of these things we do together, right? And we also have play sessions, and we have like search game sessions, and we teach the puppies life skills we need, right? So maybe we want the puppy to know a recall, for example. And these things are stuff we can do together. And Cass loved them. Of course, everybody does, right? And every puppy does, especially. And his parents enjoyed those things too. So that was when they started to build a bond together. Still, they were very concerned about him not sleeping enough, but with time, it got more and more and more, because Cass was no longer that frustrated by his restrictions and got more into a natural daily routine. And also, he was no longer that interested in the cat, because when the frustration went away, his energy was no longer that high, and that was when he did no longer focus on the cat. And the cat saw that his parents were acting normally around the dog. So that was when the cat became more curious and actually started engaging and started to check out what this new fluffy thing was. And what we did for him as well was that we installed more catwalks. Catwalks are just empty shelves with like little carpets on them so the cats don't slip. And they are installed around the walls so the cats have elevated spaces they can sit on and walk on so they don't have to touch the floor and they don't have to be on the same level as the dog is. That helps a lot with their fear, because they can watch from an elevated point and that gives them safety, right? And also they can flee, because let's be honest, sometimes there will be slip-ups. Every puppy once in a while plays around, and during that play session the cat comes in and the puppy bounces up and down, and one of those bounces might be in the direction of the cat. Now the puppy doesn't mean anything by it. Puppy doesn't want to eat the cat or anything, but the puppy might try to play with the cat because the cat just moved in and the puppy is seeing everybody who's living in the household as friends, right? So the puppy might try to play with the cat and that might startle the cat again. So the cat can run up these catwalks and be safe again and watch what the puppy's doing. So this is how we can do patchwork families, how we can introduce animals to each other, even if they are a little bit scared of each other. Now, if you are living with a cat and you want to get a dog into the household, I would always prefer a dog who already knows cats and knows the body language of cats and is absolutely friendly with cats. That most often means an adult dog. Or if the foster parents of the puppy have cats and the puppy has already learned how to be around them and how to treat them, that would work as well. But again, puppies are very high energetic. So an adult dog who is a little calmer and again knows how to deal with cats usually works a little bit better, especially when the cats are a little bit afraid. Now, if your cat is really, really fearful of dogs, I would probably not bring a dog into the home. It can work, but the question is, does it impact the cat's quality of life for a longer period of time? And that's what I would consider. Now, for Kaz and his cat buddy, it worked out pretty well. They got really friendly with each other. Of course, when I last saw them, they did not play with each other. But that's fine. They were comfy around each other. The cat didn't have to like hit the dog. And the dog learned that the cat was not somebody who would play with him. And that was fine because his parents would do the playing and he had some doggy friends and everything worked out perfectly. And what we can take away from this case, in my opinion, is that sometimes if we are doing everything right and if we slip into perfectionism, we tend to install too many boundaries, too many rules, and that can lead to extreme frustration from the dog. And frustration very often leads to a lot of unwanted behaviors. And everything we wanted to achieve with those boundaries can go the exact opposite way. So if you want your puppy to sleep and you're constantly restraining him, it might lead to your puppy sleeping even less because of the frustration. And if we let loose a little bit and let our dogs be dogs whenever they can be, it's a lot easier to follow whatever we want them to do, right? It's the same thing like if we want our dogs to stop digging and we just provide them with a spot in the yard where they can dig. And otherwise we ask them to come back or do a nose target or whatever instead of digging. It's a lot easier because they have an outlet for it. Tell me in the comments if you have recently adopted a puppy or if your puppy days are long gone and if you can remember situations like that with your puppy. I would love to know. And if you have a new puppy, try to relax, take a little time for yourself to really enjoy calmness, and that's when your puppy will find time to sleep as well. Have a lot of fun training, and we'll see each other next time. Bye!